With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's on the brink of launching a ground assault into Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to crush and destroy Hamas following last weekend's deadly attack on civilians. Israel has laid siege to Gaza with no aid of any kind being allowed in. And the United States moving quickly to bolster the Israeli military.
Within hours of the attack, the U.S. began sending aircraft and warships to the area. The U.S. is also expediting the shipment of munitions and interceptors for Israel's fight against Hamas. The move reflects U.S. concerns that the deadly fighting between Hamas and Israel could escalate into a more dangerous regional conflict. The weapons and munition will serve as a deterrent for Hezbollah, Iran, or others from taking advantage of the situation. I'm Karen Chemas.
Saying that the U.S. stands with the Jewish state, Secretary of State Blinken is in Israel for talks with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Blinken will also be meeting with Palestinian President Abbas. A couple of GOP senators want to put $6 billion in unfrozen Iranian assets back in the deep freeze.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas have unveiled legislation to immediately freeze the funds which had been set for return to Iran as part of a prisoner exchange deal last month. In a statement, McConnell writes that the civilized world must reimpose serious consequences on what he calls the regime that aids and abets murderous evil against innocent Israelis. He says the U.S. must lead by example and calls freezing Iranian assets an important first step. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, millions of Social Security recipients will be getting a 3.2% increase in their benefits for 2024, far less than this year's historic boost, reflecting moderating consumer prices. On Wall Street, the Dow down 7 points. This is SRN News. Early voting has begun in Ohio on a key abortion amendment.
In a vote being watched across the country, Ohio voters are deciding the future of abortion access in their state. On the ballot is Issue 1, a proposed constitutional amendment giving every person the right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Pro-life groups argue the amendment would jeopardize Ohio's parental consent requirements and that if approved, it would allow abortions to happen in the final stages of pregnancy. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Florida's Attorney General will oppose putting a proposed amendment protecting the right to an abortion on next year's ballot. Her opposition comes after a petition was reached enough signatures to trigger a language review by the state Supreme Court. Florida has enacted a series of pro-life laws over the past two decades, with Republicans controlling the governor's office as well as the state legislature. This is SRN News. New York is dramatically expanding a legal marijuana market plagued by a sluggish rollout of retail stores.
State regulators last week opened a 60-day window to accept general applications to grow, process, distribute, and sell pot. They expect to issue more than 1,000 new licenses starting early next year with a priority on retail. Newly adopted regulations will allow companies licensed to sell medical marijuana to expand into the adult retail market by the end of the year. That move worries farmers and retailers who fear being squeezed out by deeper-pocketed companies who will be able to both grow and sell. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Strike talks have broken off between Hollywood actors and studios. The Alliance of Studios and Streaming Services that negotiates with actors says the two sides are so far apart in their contract talks, there's no point in continuing. Negotiations resumed last week for the first time since the actors went on strike in July. More details, SRNnews.com.